The ODM party has settled on four methods of nomination of candidates. The first one being consensus, where if there's more than one candidate seeking the party ticket for any seat, they are allowed to actually have a discussion amongst themselves and look at the parameters of their respective electoral areas and just agree that, say, Sifuna has a better chance of flying the party's flag as the candidate for Senate in Nairobi than maybe anybody else. There is also the option of a direct ticket that is guided by data and science, because as we speak right now, the party is conducting scientific polls to ascertain the popularity of the various candidates that have already declared that they are running for various seats. Then if these two methods fail, the next method that we will employ is voting by delegates, who are the elected delegates of the party from the polling station all the way to the county level. If all those methods fail, then we will have universal suffrage by the registered members of the party, the ordinary members of the party, participating in those primaries.
What do you think are the electoral prospects of the party, particularly your presidential candidate, former Prime Minister Raila Odinga, in the upcoming general election?
I think the prospects are very high this time round, because in addition to retaining his traditional support bases, this time round, we have seen a phenomenon where even people who are previously, averse to his message, averse to his candidature in places such as Mount Kenya, have opened their ears, they have opened their hearts, they have opened their homes to him and to his message of the unity of the country, that in fact he is the candidate running on the platform of the unity of the country as a basis for all development, because we have seen examples of other countries in the region that, were thought to be prosperous, but that immediately conflict, especially conflict that is arises out of or because of ethnic rifts, those countries are now in very, very, very bad situations. So we think that this is Raila's moment. The country has accepted its candidature. We as ODM are eternally grateful that we have received support from areas that traditionally never supported Raila Odinga, and every indication is that he's going to be the fifth president of the Republic of Kenya.
Deputy President William Ruto has called on former Prime Minister Raila Odinga to accept the outcome of the election and to show commitment to it, thereby channeling the fact that he might defeat him in the presidential election. Your response to that?
It is what we call reverse psychology, because if you look at the actions and utterances of the deputy president, it is in fact his camp that is laying the basis for the rejection of the results of 2022. They have realized that there is actually no way, there is no path for him to victory. And that is why you see very desperate acts or actions from his camp, including the letter that you alluded to that he wrote to the president, alleging that ODM was somehow involved in the skirmishes at one of his rallies in Nairobi. What was interesting is that he copied that letter to many international organizations, including the AU and the ICC. I think that the UDA are laying the basis for the rejection of the results, and that, in fact, one of the very leading lights of UDA let it slip at a rally in Eldoret just a few weeks ago, that in fact they were planning to evict people who would not support the deputy president and who reside in his Rift Valley backyard. So they are the ones who have publicly stated that in fact they do not entertain people who hold contrary views, especially in places where they are perceived to be the stronger party. And this is something that has been roundly condemned. They have been reeling from it. So they have been looking for excuses and ways to drag everybody into that violent stack, but it is really them who are laying the basis for the denial of the results in 2022. Because if you have any evidence as to the involvement of any person in criminality, you don't try to the president and the AU. Kenya has very robust investigative agencies, including the Directorate of Criminal Investigations, including the Office of the Director of Public Prosecution, including the National Cohesion and Integration Commission. These are the agencies that you would ordinarily submit evidence. And even up to today, as you speak, my brother, there is no evidence whatsoever that has been produced by our brothers in UDA to show that there was any involvement of ODM in any of the skirmishes in the rallies. And in fact, the police have come out to say that it is the fact that William Ruto carries around large sacks of money when he goes to his rallies, and that the various youth groups in the areas that he visits then end up clashing about the allocation of that money.